Message number 856. To the other innocent who blindly followed the beast and the false prophet, they will be locked into a savage bond. Sunday, July 28, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, you must never doubt my word. You must, if you truly trust me, do what it is I desire of you, so that I can enlighten the world at this time and prepare them for the new beginning. Much of what is happening to my church has been foretold, but you must accept that my Father allows these abominations for a reason. This is the final end of the reign of Satan. He has raised up a beast in his name, and this Antichrist is the spirit of Satan himself. He and his followers have been given very little time in the great battle for souls. Satan's revenge is to steal as many souls as he is capable of before he is chained and thrown into the abyss. Those of his cohorts who idolize the serpent only follow his instructions because of the power he tells them will be theirs if they help him complete his diabolical plan. How these poor souls will suffer for eternity, and how they will scream for my mercy when the awful realization of their fate becomes clear. To the other innocents who blindly followed the beast and the false prophet, they will be locked into a savage bond from which they will be powerless to escape. They are in desperate need of your help. You must pray hard for their souls to be released back to me. To the outside world, they won't see much to alarm them at first. The wars in the Middle East and the subsequent peace will be greeted with applause. The man of peace will receive many awards in acknowledgement of his humanitarian works. The false prophet will be seen to be uniting the churches of the world and displaying at every opportunity all those attributes which you associate with the saint. All will be well until these two turn and with a vengeance strike down all those who oppose their plan to control the world. They will weave my church on earth into the nest of the beast until darkness covers the earth. All will feel a disquiet. All of you will feel the evil as Satan through the Antichrist controls all. But then, just as things will seem hopeless, I will descend through my great mercy to envelop all, to prove to the world the truth. So great is my mercy that I will enlighten the darkest of souls, and they will come to me with relief in their hearts. At that stage, all their doubts will be driven out of their souls by the power of the Holy Spirit. Soon afterwards, as God's children know the truth, the final trumpet will peal out and the earth will be renewed. All evil will disappear. The sun will fill all of you with a great light, and the new paradise will be handed with great love as the greatest gift you could ever imagine to each and every one of you. All you need to do is trust in the truth I reveal, so that you can avoid the traps which are to be laid down to steal your souls. Those of you who can see, who trust me, who call on me, will help me save the souls of those who can see but who refuse to see the truth. Your Jesus.